Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another, well, we'll call this one a special edition because a lot of special things are happening in the marketplace. Some good, some not so good, but I don't think we could have a more appropriate guest joining us this week. Obviously, Mr. Ducks has been joining us for a while, but this week specifically, he is a mobile master, an office productivity master, if you will, a Teams guru, and there is no better time to be talking about Teams than I think right now.
Well, thank you, sir. And for everybody watching, I hope everybody's doing well, safe, and healthy. But yeah, talk about Teams. There's this surge going on in a good way and really enabling a lot of organizations to fulfill their duties remotely.
Yeah, it's literally breaking parts of the internet depending on where you are in the world. That is how much traffic is now being pumped through the pipelines because the obvious is everyone is doing work from home, which is good. They're trying to stay healthy, trying to isolate, flatten the curve, as they say. But one of the things that Microsoft talked about recently is that they are now, there's two impressive numbers here. One, there are now 44 million, that's 44 million daily, not monthly, but daily active users of Teams. But more impressively, in the past week, they have added 12 million. Like that is that that's not 12,000, that's not 1,200, that is 12 million new daily active users to their team. I mean, that is crazy.
I mean, if you think about these numbers, so if you look at the big picture, right, what's the total Office 365 active users? Was it like 200 million, a little above
something
that?
Like that? Yeah. Yeah. We haven't gotten the latest numbers, but it's around that figure.
And it was only recently they celebrated 15 million daily active users. Mm-hmm. Couple months ago, and now they're at 44 million as a result of the last couple of weeks, right? Nuts. But this is impressive. But the other point here is there's still a whole lot of room to grow. And I can foresee in the next couple of weeks and months, it's not impossible to reach 100 million daily active users.
Yeah, I actually asked Microsoft if they're going to provide an update. And they give the standard no comment, but I kind of got the feeling that they're like waiting for that next big milestone, and then they're gonna plop some numbers out there because the longer this goes on, I'd imagine, and this is probably what you're seeing or hopefully hearing as well, that teams, like meaning companies, right, are accelerating their adoption. They're like, look, we weren't gonna do this, but hey, given the scenario, everyone drop into Teams, and it's gonna be a mad rush. Which anybody listening to this, if you're in that scenario, I caution you. Be careful with the mass rush because governance is going to be a big deal of this. There could be, I think Microsoft announced that Accenture, their partner, stood up a company with 66,000 users basically brought on overnight, which is incredible, but you got to be careful.
But you know what though, in the last 2 weeks alone, I've talked to tons of customers and my colleagues around the world. This is the story. The story is like, you know, we weren't really planning rolling out Teams just yet, but overnight we did, right? Mm-hmm. And we have one customer in Europe. They have 50,000 employees who went work from home. Wow. And then a week later, 10,000 new sites, new Teams.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, it's great. Don't get me wrong. Teams is good. We're not scaring you. But the key here is, there's a practical and pragmatic way to rapidly deploy Teams, but making it easy for people to do the right thing and still have the fundamental governance around provisioning, managing of the teams, and information lifecycle in place.
Yeah, it's almost kind of crazy to say that Teams actually just turned three. That's when Microsoft announced the 44 million. And they also announced a couple new features, which one of them is the most, I think, long-awaited feature, which is the multi-window chat. So you can now pop those things out to make it a little bit easier to chat. Another one that I'm a big fan of, they now are going to start including, and these are rolling out, they haven't officially announced release dates, but background noise suppression, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Ducks, they already use this in their stream. But they're bringing this technology over to the chat. So they demonstrated somebody, and if you're doing this, please don't ever do this, but some guy eating a bag of chips. And then they said, okay, we're going to turn the feature on. And then it completely isolates that noise, which is great.
So I don't know if you know this, Brad, but this capability, there's a consumer app that actually does this. It's called Crisp. I've been using it and it's awesome. It obviously, it's not just for Teams. It looks at your entire computer and when you turn it on, it isolates all the background noise and it's done through AI. But I'm so glad that it's coming to Teams.
Yeah. And then the other one, which I think is pretty cool as well, it's a minor feature. It's called Raise Hand. And I think all of us have been in a meeting or whatever, there's multiple people and you got a comment or question or whatever. And you don't know when to blurt it out, like, because that's kind of what you got to do. Somebody's talking, you can be like, ah, yep, yep, yep. Well, all you got to do now is click that little button. You get a little digital hand raise, and it just makes it just a little bit easier to use.
But you talk about timing, right? Between the noise cancellation of the background noise and then the raised hand, and now we're all remote work. I think this is spot on. And even I saw, like, in the healthcare industries where now doctors, because of the situation we're in, are using telecare and telemedicine. Sure. So they quickly pushed out this capability called bookings, where you can schedule doctor meetings or visits with folks that are in nursing homes. So you could do remote meetings. So I think you talk about agility and Microsoft keeping up with making sure empowering, enabling their customers. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I don't want to say we're in uncharted territories, because work from home scenarios, Microsoft obviously, I don't know if they pioneer, but they're very much in tune with the work from home scenarios. They're making all their employees work from home for safety reasons. They have teams, they have all this stuff, but the scale is what's different, because historically, if you had to work from home because of a snow day, it's like, okay, you know what? I'll see you in the office in like 2 days. It'll be fine. Exactly. We'll figure it out. We don't know. This could be 2 more weeks. This could be 2 more months. I hope it's not 2 months. I hope it's not longer than that. But this is Microsoft's best dog fooding, because they have all their people remote for a sustained amount of time. It's going to be interesting. That's right.
In another scenario, right, while remote work is great, one thing that's really inspiring to see, so we work with a lot of state and local government agencies around the country. We have customers, for example, that we work with that are doing a lot of awesome work around this situation right now. One customer, for example, and this customer posted it on my LinkedIn, which I'll share with you, is state of Minnesota. And they said, look, because of this, we have to work remote. We're using Teams in conjunction with our cloud governance technology. As a result, they have 400% increase in use of Teams and in creation of new Teams, now enabling a lot of their government employees to work remotely and serve citizens. So it's really inspiring to see beyond just the day-to-day, you know, let's work on a document or have calls. The technology is making a difference and impacting people.
Yeah. And for everybody who's listening, most people listen to this podcast audio only. Make sure to go to Petri and check out the post and drop the links, because everything Dux talks about, I'll make sure to link down below. We've had some minor issues with including links into that podcast app. Some of them don't like it. And so if you can't find the link in the podcast description, check out it on petri.com, and we'll make sure to link to everything that Dux talks about today, because there's a lot of good stuff. One of the more interesting, and I don't want to call this a side effect, but this is just interesting, because Microsoft is coming out talking about this, YouTube, Netflix, and everybody else. These companies actually are changing features in their product to restrict bandwidth, because in some parts of Europe, and I'm sure it's getting close here in the US and other places, bandwidth usage, including Office 365, is impacting just the network infrastructure around the globe, because it is so much increased. I've heard from companies that are working on this that they're effectively into failover territory, but the problem is there's no failover capacity anymore.
We don't have another internet, right?
Right, I mean, right. There's no internet too.
I mean, there kind of is, but obviously that's restricted. So, no, that's exactly right. Because one of the challenges, especially with, again, people at home, like people are binge watching on Netflix or all these online streaming, and a lot of them are actually watching at the highest quality, which consumes the most bandwidth. And that goes the same with technologies like Teams, right? We have online meetings. People are now turning on videos, which is great. But then, you know, how can we maximize the technology, but yet minimize the use and consumption of bandwidth? Because I can see, like, you know, doctors needing it more for telework or disaster relief where they need to do calls, right? So being able to prioritize all that is key.
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting scenario that is just taking place. And it's not that people never foresaw this happening, right? We know that consumption is increasing. We always talk about how data is oil and it's growing exponentially every year. But we effectively, in the span of like 10 days, roughly ballpark somewhere around there, went from like normal usage to extreme usage. And there was no real ramp up period. It was just overnight taxation on the pipelines. And it's going to be one of those things that, oops. So for people curious about what just happened there, we just had a little bandwidth cut up, maybe, potentially.
Exactly, because we were talking about that, right? And they're like, you know what? Don't talk about it.
Yeah. The ISPs are listening, and they realize that we're taking too much bandwidth because we're podcasting during prime hours. Actually, Microsoft even put out a statement about their Xbox Live infrastructure being taxed at effectively extreme levels, or like third standard deviation of what they would expect because of the same thing. And it's, you know, you're limited on entertainment. You're not supposed to go out. What do? You watch your Netflix. Some people continue to work. You stream Netflix, and it just, there's only so much pipe there. So
exactly right.
Super interesting. All right, Ducks. I wanted to follow up on something we talked about last month, because we talked about Mr. Jeff Teeper, and I said, Mr. Teeper, please give us Skype Federation. And lo and behold, we now have Skype Federation and Teams, but it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw, Tony Redmond and I were actually trying to tackle this, because this is a primary feature for something that we use at our company. So I turned it on in the tenant, and it doesn't work. Well, it's not that it doesn't work. It's that it's rolling out. And Tony is in the technical access preview. I'm sure you probably have it. Mm. But here's the kind of the interesting scenario that we're working through right now. 10-ish years ago, when I created my Skype account, I used bdsams@gmail.com. Then I believe Microsoft bought it or enabled Microsoft sign-in. So I migrated from that to Brad at Outlook. And now I've been using that account for whatever, 6-7 years, however long it's been available. The only way Tony could find me in his version of Teams was through bdsams@gmail.com. So if you have this feature enabled in your tenant and you can't find a Skype contact, try asking what their original account email address was when they signed up. I don't know if that's going to change, but that is how Tony was able to eventually make the connection until that feature at least rolls out to my tenant, and then I can enable it and play around. So it's getting there. But you kind of got to play around with it a little.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most challenging issues,
sure,
even from the get-go, right? So it's all these identity and single sign-on. And you know, sometimes I get easily frustrated with two. Oh, why do I need to log in my work account versus personal account? But this is a big beast to tackle, especially with all the different authentication models out there. But hopefully, you know, they'll figure it out sooner than later.
Yeah, it's interesting because if I remember correctly, Microsoft at one time merged their MSN Messenger with Skype database. And I can only imagine the kind of worms that are hanging out from all that process as they try to blend all this stuff together. I can almost guarantee it's not some dev going in there just making a zero into a one to enable this. This is probably a serious undertaking.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Ducks, question of the day to you. I know that you are a work from home master, and AvePoint has a lot of good stuff about this too. What do you guys got going on? How is AvePoint dealing with this?
No, thank you. Thank you for asking that. You know, certainly this has been interesting time for every organization, every company in the world. So I would have to say that having Office 365 as a platform has been very, very essential for us. So when all this transpired, it started back in January. Obviously, our APAC team got affected, and a lot of them had to work from home. Mm-hmm. And culturally, there's some parts of Asia where work from home it's not a thing. But the idea that the whole, you know, offices started to work from home was foreign to people. But the good thing is we have Office 365. We don't have to deal with VPN. Yep. You know, maybe it took a week for people to get used to it and get used to the new normal working at home. But the team didn't miss a beat. And then as all this has been impacting today in North America and Europe, our APAC team is kind of getting back to their normal. Like, some people are starting going back to the office. You know, Office 365 has actually kept us. It's that keychain that's holding us together. Mm-hmm. So not only from working, even executive communications are. See, when we do we do more communications now more than ever. So we push it out on Yammer. So company can see it. Our CEO, he's doing his town hall, using Yammer live events, and then smaller meetings, we do Teams. So least to say, this has been essential, and I can see other organizations taking advantage of it too. And then at the same time, right, we strongly feel that as a lot of organizations are dealing with this, you know, it's so good to see technology companies going above and beyond what they're doing. Microsoft has done so much. You know, between Microsoft and Amazon, they're helping out Seattle and King County and Washington State a lot. And a lot of companies I'm seeing are offering and extending out free services or free products. So as such, we're doing the same. So actually, if you check out, you can look it up online. We've just announced that we're providing what we call work from home ready package. And this is intended for a lot of our IT colleagues, because what's going on today, like you mentioned, Brad, that organizations are suddenly using Office 365, suddenly using Teams, and IT now is very inundated to make that happen. We're hearing from customers that, you know, IT not quite ready for this yet, but they have to do it, which is great. But they're now inundated, you know, making sure that they deliver the best experience and best service to their colleagues. So as such, we're announcing today that we're giving away our software called Group Hub for free. This is actually a paid software. We typically charge $6 per user per year. We're going to give it away for free between now and the end of the year. Nice. Because this empowers every organization and everybody in the organization so that they have a one-stop shop to manage all their workspaces. So if I'm using Office 365, I have Group Hub in my organization. I just go there and it'll show me all the Teams, all the SharePoint sites, all the Office 365 groups I'm a part of. So it gives me that one-stop shop for all my membership, for all workspaces. So I don't have to go to Teams separately or SharePoint separately or groups. The other thing we're giving away for free, I mean, we've already do, but just to kind of remind people, is Ava. Ava is our free Teams bot that, especially if you're working remotely, you accidentally deleted stuff, you can just talk to Ava. Ava can bring it back to you. Again, we want to help our IT colleagues so they can empower their colleagues as well. And lastly, we're giving away free consulting advisory services. So if you want to have us help you provide guidance on how to best provide Office 365 remote work experience, you know, we're ready for you. We have experts that can talk to you and provide you guidance on how you can provide the best collaboration experience, make sure that content is safe and secure. And even if you're thinking of moving your on-premises to the cloud during this time, we can provide guidance for you as well. So we're giving all those away for free, you know, between now and the end of the year. The link is here on the meeting notes, but, you know, we just wanted to do a small part to help, you know, all organizations around the world during this time.
Yeah, every little bit is going to help. As I like to remind people, the cloud is fantastic, but there are literally people behind the cloud that are making things happen. If you can log in, if Office is working, if everything's working, that's because a human is in there monitoring, making things happen. And so we all got to do our little part, and every little bit helps in the grand scheme of things of making mobile productivity possible. Very, very cool, Dux. Well, these are crazy times indeed. And to everybody else, we're going to be dropping all those links down below. If you don't follow Dux on Twitter, he's a great follow, by the way. And you'll be able to find the links on there and all that stuff in the post, as I've said five times now. But Dux, before we shut it down, any parting advice as we all work from, well, I would say the trenches, but these are pretty nicely padded trenches, if I will.
You know, I would say, you know, this one advice that people have been asking me, you know, what advice do you give for work from home, remote work? I mean, I'm sure you've read everything already. Turn on video, you know, make sure you dress up for work. I think one thing that I haven't seen, but I think is very important, is I would say just extend grace to people during this time.
Nice.
Because while some may argue that work from home is no different, we've been working from home forever. No. This is a very different time. Mm-hmm. Number one, everybody's working from home. Number two, the whole family's at home. Most of everyone, kids have no school, right? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be hiccups. There's going to be adjustment. So, you know, just extend grace. We're all going through the same thing. Be more patient. Yep. And and just help each other out. I think that's a key. Technology is great, but at the end of the day, it's all about people. So yeah, be gracious to everybody.
No, that's really good advice. As my daughter is watching Frozen 2 right on the other side of that wall, and my wife is now working from a desk in our basement as well. You know, we all gotta make shifts. You know, as Dux likes to say, shift happens, right?
Yeah, it already happened.
Well, Dux, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy work from home lifestyle as we all work and navigate through all this stuff with Office. And to everybody else, you find great links down below. Hit that subscribe button and we'll catch all of you right back here next time.